Well, hello and welcome to What's Brewing, CISFA? What's Brewing, CISFA is a podcast produced for the California Community College's Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. I'm your host, Dennis Schrader. I serve as the 2020-2021 CISFA president.
And I'm Dana Yarbrough, Dennis's co-host and fellow employee at Los Angeles Mission College.
What's Brewing, CISFA hopes to inform and entertain you 30 minutes at a time.
So, let's start the show. And welcome to another episode of What's Brewing, CISFA. Let's start this show with our first cup.
You know, Dana, that should be the sound of three cups being poured this morning, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we have a guest in-house. We have David Shook, Financial Aid Director at Copper Mountain College. He's a current webmaster for CISFA. And even better, Dana, the incoming 2021-22 CISFA President-Elect. Welcome,
hey.
David.
Man, that's a lot of pressure right there.
Yeah, I know. Don't worry. Look, as I would always say, if I can do it, you certainly can.
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. And good morning, everyone. And good morning again to you both. I got my, Skinny Girl Americano, because I ran out of coffee, so I had to borrow some from a coworker.
Uh-huh.
Got to keep it going here.
I think I've mentioned it before on the show. I am doing the bubbly water. I can't say if that is exactly the brand, but, you know, the sparkling water kind of thing. This one is cherry flavor, I think because I ran out of the grape or whatever they call it, you know, so... I guess, trying something different in the morning until I figure out, what else I'm going to have this morning for breakfast after the show. Dana, what are you drinking this morning?
Morning, I got my my mint tea.
Your mint tea.
Yes. Yeah, my mint tea. Yeah. So I like to brew my mint tea using the Teavana Jade Citrus Tea. Ooh. I like to use two bags. And then I like to hit it with a shot of with a peppermint syrup. I saw your face, Dennis.
I was only preparing myself.
And I like to add some fresh mint leaves as well.
There you go.
That sounds like a pretty good recipe after you brush your teeth in the morning.
So oh yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, really minty and fresh and cool.
Orange juice or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Good for like 12 hours of minty fresh breath.
Minty freshness.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe, David, it was you that sometime during the holiday, did you not offer up the peppermint vodka something drink or something?
Dana
took off on?
Yeah, it's I can't remember the recipe, but man, it sure is good.
It is.
Yeah. I'm good with one. One is all I need. So, yeah, I think it's peppermint...
Twist.
I think you're right. And hot chocolate, hot cocoa.
Mm-hmm. That was it. Okay.
So it's a little warm for that nowadays, but I'm looking forward to the holiday season so we can get back into some of that.
True, yeah.
And then, David, did you know that the bottle is scratch and sniff? So when you scratch it, it smells like peppermint.
I did not, but now I'm going to have to... investigate this.
Yeah, yes. You'll have to see if there's any remnants of a bottle from last fall, winter, laying around.
I'm telling you, mine is still in the kitchen. I got it right here in the kitchen.
That is funny that they do that. That's cool. Wow. Well, that's one way to prepare yourself for a day. Or I should say, everybody, please, if you're having a peppermint vodka, put that off until the end of the day when it's 5 o'clock, not just somewhere, but it's 5 o'clock wherever you are. And, we all want our fellow financial aid employees to be wide awake like we all are this morning to tape our show. And hopefully they were all wide awake for one of the things that I have here as a possible topic to talk about with you, David. The conference. How do you think our conference went this year? I think, in general, I've got my own opinions. I think it went super well. But
yeah, I do too. I would agree with you on that. Of course, there's hiccups as we're still navigating the relationship between, registering for the conference through our website and then it being hosted on a different platform. So, of course, there's going to be hiccups that that go with that. But the good thing is that it's all learning experience, and yes, we're all kind of learning all this stuff together. And if anything, we're more familiar with transitioning to things that are online. So
yes,
especially nowadays. So yeah, I mean, overall, I think it went great. I mean, I got some good feedback from attendees, and mm-hmm. and you know, I think the presentations went well. I think the engagement was great. I think numbers were actually up.
I think so. I think we had a higher number of attendees, and that seems to be a little bit of a trend, because I know in talking to our, you know, incoming president, the one between me and you here, Anna Faye Robinson, she was president of CASFA just recently, and her conference last fall, I think they exceeded their numbers by like an extra 100 people. So okay. It's a thing, I guess, you know, one, when right. you lower the price, so that helps with the admission. And then I think just people being able to float around a little better than having to go to somewhere physically, save right. on some travel money and all the yeah. logistics of that.
For sure. And I think maybe more individuals from institutions were able to participate yes. having it that way as well. So instead of sending 2 out of 5 or whatever, you could send 4 or 5 out of 5 mm-hmm. For similar costs. So I think that was great. One of the things I wanted to mention, well, a couple of things actually,
yeah.
is that as a reminder, an email went out yesterday that had the link to all the presentations.
Oh, yes.
And some job opportunities that are currently posted on there. And one thing that I really enjoyed about the conference near the end was the ability to interact with one another. They had a hosted where you normally would have like a president's
yes.
Dinner or something like that. We were able to kind of sit at these virtual tables with one another and still have conversations and go that route. So
yeah, our virtual mm-hmm. president's reception, which used a separate platform built into the platform of the conference, seemed to go really well. I think Mike Deere commented on this at our last interview with him, Dana. You know, they'd be able to, you know, you could float around on, you know, on your screen, check out the tables and mm-hmm. go, oh, hey, there's Dana at this table.
Yeah.
And if there's mm-hmm. an open seat, and apparently sometimes you could just create a seat, sit on down, and then you'd pop up and you could say hi. You could see each other on video. If you wanted to share something, you certainly could. Yeah, it worked well. We didn't have as many people show up, but again, it was a later hour item. But it did offer the interaction that I was hoping that we would see at some point during the conference. And mm-hmm. I'm with you. I think we had it rolled off really well. We had an interesting mix of live things, especially like I did my commentary at the start to welcome to everybody live. We had Nina G, the comedian, live on her keynote session. And then also she had a breakout session later with two other comedians with disabilities mm-hmm. and did that live. And I think that went off really well. From the commentary I've seen from the files that we got from our partners extraordinaire from the Foundation for California Community Colleges, helping with all the background scene stuff. Again, people were really happy with the conference. I think they really enjoyed it. You know, the only yeah. thing that it was surprising, a few people were, I don't want to say they said they were embarrassed, but they felt a little weird when like they were watching a pre-recorded session and thought they could interact live with the presenters all the time. Because not every time could a presenter be on their session in the background, in the chat, or on the video. And so it was kind of interesting to see some comments like, why is nobody listening to me? You know, oh, I figured it out, you know, kind of things. But, you know, that was probably the one weird thing about it all. But, you know, I think, you know, it gives us some good background, like you were saying, Dave, because you've helped so much in prior conferences, especially all right. when we've had an app or other logistics as far as registration and all that yeah. if we have to go this route or a hybrid route, I think, for the future ones, mm-hmm. we've at least got a good understanding what it takes to put this on.
Right.
Together.
And there might even, you know, in the future be options, you know, seen as though sometimes conferences in person can get a little pricey if you want, you know, multiple people from an institution to go. If there was some sort of hybrid where there would be like a smaller kind of sub conference, that was virtual, or, you know, some of the information that was being presented, at the in-person conference mm-hmm. was also available virtually. That way,
certainly,
you know, someone who was willing and able to pay maybe $100 or something to get a smaller portion of the conference, I think that could be a viable option.
It certainly can. I think we will certainly try to explore some of these things in the coming year. I know in talking with Anna Faye, we had Anna Faye on just a couple of weeks ago too, talking about what her plans are for her regime this coming year. And, you know, as of course we're locked in, hopefully for 2022, a real live conference down in San Diego where we would have been this year. And so we'll see if it's purely all live. I mean, my goal and hope is, yes, we're back to being like normal people, you know. Yeah, if we bump shoulders,
awesome.
you know, if we bump shoulders in a hallway, someone doesn't run away screaming that they're going to catch some kind of disease, you know. So
I'm glad you mentioned back to normal, because I certainly don't feel normal. especially after this last, you know, going on over a year now, and it's just mm-hmm. you know, and we've slowly started kind of bringing staff back on campus,
okay,
a little bit at a time. And you know, a couple weeks ago we opened up the doors, so students used to have to make an appointment, and then we would have to, you know, they'd have to call the office so that okay. we could go open the door, let them in, and then they'd have to submit paperwork or, you know, conduct the business that they were mm-hmm. here to do. So we opened the doors, so now they can come right in, no appointments needed. And there were a couple of students in our lobby just, you know, talking with admissions and records and financial aid, and it was refreshing to hear students again.
Yeah.
Which is, mm-hmm. you know, which seemed like a completely new thing, but it's not. It wasn't that long ago that, you know, they were in here doing what they needed to do to get ready for the next term or whatever. And, you know, it seems so foreign, but refreshing at the same time.
Yeah, I can't wait. You know, we're not quite at that stage in the LA Community College District, Dana. And Dana, this is what I think is going to be the weird part, because I don't know what platform you guys used over there, Copper Mountain, but we've been using Cranium Cafe as our mm-hmm. virtual counters. And I've learned that basically...
Yeah, we've been using...
What have you been using? David,
sorry, you were kind of breaking up.
I'm sorry.
We've been using a combination of different things.
Okay. With Cranium, at least, it's been a case that, you know, what I've learned is you've had to learn that sometimes a conversation that could take 30 seconds is now taking you, you know, a couple minutes or so. I watched a little dot, dot, dot on the screen over and over as I assume someone's typing on the other end.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you just kind of have to hope that student is, you know, going through, getting their questions out and all. So I can't wait myself to see people in person again, you know, let alone faculty and staff. See Dana again around the corner. Hear Dana's music,
right.
All that good stuff, you know, and be back right back at it. In fact, talking about being right back at it, let's throw a little music in here and move our way into the second part of our show here, everybody.
And welcome back for our second cup segment on the What's Brewing CISFA show.
I just thought that'd be a good time for a little refill there. Also, make sure my internet is working. I think it was on my side there. We may have had some glitchiness, everybody. But, you know, talking about re-engagement, you know, the talks keep kind of going around in circles. We don't really have our staff back on our campus, but like you say, you're getting to that point. I know you're a small office, but... David, do you have like all of your staff back at any time at the same time during the week?
No, there's still kind of like a rotating schedule.
Okay.
So I try to be here as often as I can because it's a lot more efficient for me.
Yeah.
I like having my two monitors instead of trying to do everything on a small laptop at home.
Yes.
Plus my three children that are doing online Zoom school, they steal all the bandwidth at home anyway.
So, oh my, yes, I forget about that.
I'm always a little nervous if I have to do a disbursement from home, like my internet might cut out at any time. So,
oh man,
yeah. We're still rotating. And you know, we made sure to measure and that we were in 6 feet of space in between individual workstations and things like that. So, I mean, we're doing our due diligence to keep everybody safe and feeling confident that they can come in and not leave with any issues. So there's, you know, the cleaning processes that they have and the plexiglass is up, and you know, it's all a little awkward and different, but you know, we do what we have to do, and you know, that way everybody, like I said, kind of is confident that when they do come in that they're going to be able to stay safe.
Exactly. I think that's a whole lot of it. I think, you know, depending upon the people I talk to or hear from on our campus or our district, obviously we're, you know, there's so much still to be worked out when you're talking about nine colleges and a district office, and you're talking about these, you know, a lot, just like your campus, you know, you're pretty widespread. You've got offices all over academic buildings. You're going to have people touching doorknobs and all that other stuff. But, you know, at the same time, then we have, you know, our governor here in the state has talked about June 15th, everything going back kind of to normal. Although there's the caveats all listed under there in the tiny fine print. We've got on the federal front, you know, the CDC stuff as far as, you know, if you're fully vaccinated, what you can do now. And so at some point, you know, I see that the tide will shift from the scowl when you forget to put your mask on to the scowl of you're not wearing a mask of, oh no, what's going on? You know, unless we suddenly all get lanyards that hang from our, in our chest there that with our vaccination cards in them, you know, and go, no, well, I'm okay. I'm clear.
You know, I made a call up to the governor's office because that day happens to be my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So I made sure that, you know, he was going to be opening up the state a little bit more on my day. So
that's kind
of a big one for me. I'm not going to say what age I'm going to be turning, but it's not 30. Let's put it that way.
I understand. Well, you did say you had three kids, but you didn't say they were grown adult kids. So, you know, we can still guess that I'm the oldest one here.
Not yet. I mean, they like to think they are, but,
sure.
They're not. Yeah.
Of course, you know, kids these days. That's all we can say. So otherwise,
hey David, I have a quick question for you. How has the transition been for your staff going back to the office?
My staff or the general student?
Your staff.
My staff has been great.
Okay.
Yeah. So we did a schedule where we just rotated, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and the other one came in Tuesday and Thursday, and then the next week they would alternate that schedule. So I am completely blessed with my staff that they're so I don't want to say in tune, but they're so, you know, willing to do whatever needs to be done, come in and make sure that, you know, ICERs are downloaded and, you know, Pell is getting reconciled and R2T4s are being done and that type of stuff. So all those legal compliance things that we have to adhere to, even though we have all these new programs that we're also.
Oh, yes.
So, but yeah, it's been really great. I've been really fortunate that my staff has been so willing to cooperate and, you know, no issues with that. So.
That's awesome because
that is. Yeah.
I have a feeling, you know, with 116 community colleges across the state, I'm sure we've got a wide variance on some of this. And again, you know, understandable for us if we've got some older employees who haven't retired, are continuing to work, maybe concerned about coming to the office. And then, you know, you've got three kids, like you said, you know, what about the families of even more kids or taking care of a parent? All the things that we sometimes see in our students as the reasons or rationales for why things happen in life, you know, and then affect their academics. It obviously, it can affect your work. I mean, it will be certainly hard, I think, for us, yes, it is for so many employers sometimes to drag our people back to work, you know, if they've made their adjustments. Yeah. I don't, you know, I don't think you had any, I don't think we, well, we had one employee of ours who was out of state most of the time, you know, helping with a family, helping with her sister and her sister's kids, you know, was out on the East Coast for most of this time.
Yeah, because her sister and brother-in-law, they're in the military. So, yeah, like you said, yeah, she's helping out.
So when the family, when I think the sister and all were in, like, Vegas, she would occasionally be in Vegas. But now that they're out on the East Coast somewhere, she's been out there. And, you know, again, doing all her work. But, again, with some kids running around, too, probably hogging up the bandwidth. I will definitely not miss that, because as good as my internet is, I won't say who supplies it. But there's somewhere on the spectrum of companies out there. sometimes the best that they can do is not always the best that I need. I need like a business account, and I but I'm not going to pay for it. And I, Dana, do you think our colleagues would have paid for that?
That would be a negative.
That'd be a negative. Yeah, no kidding.
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, I was talking a little bit earlier about, you know, stealing the bandwidth. Yeah. And then I was, you know, a couple of months ago, and I was like, we have so many things at home that are connected to the internet. Like, we even have a new garage door opener.
Okay.
And we can open that from our phones. So if we're driving, you know, on our street, we can open it. So it's already open.
Yeah.
You know, and, but it's connected to Wi-Fi. And, you know, we've got the, you know, the Alexa thing at home and the Google thing at home. And then all the kids, you know, devices and tablets and their school laptops and this and that. Like, well, yeah, no wonder the internet's having issues.
Yeah. I mean, I've talked to my IT friends and generally their whole thing is, cause I was having problems with mine. I was afraid my Wi-Fi router was going to blow up. It was getting so warm. He's like, just buy a new one. Just go buy a new one. And, you know, if you got some space in the house, go get one of those mesh kind to cover yourself.
That's what we have here.
Yeah, because you're right. I mean, it's the Internet of Things. You know, all the weird, you know, this isn't even talking about the people who have refrigerators and coffee pots and everything else on the internet. Or your Ring, you know, your Ring doorbell to your Ring your thermostat lights. Or whatever. You know. You could have, you know, so many more devices beyond the stuff that we're sitting in front of right now as far as computers. And, yeah, that's the internet for you. Getting your bandwidth.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah, I know.
Everything is tapped into.
I'm happy with my dumb refrigerator. I don't need it telling me what food I need to buy. I'm okay with that. And my thermostat, I've lived in this apartment for a number of years, more than 10. And other than having an air conditioner built into the wall, I don't know if I have heat. I've never figured it out because there's no vents, and I don't think I have radiant heat. They would have told me about that, right? But I don't know. It's one of those.
You know, if we invented a way for a smart dryer to fold the laundry,
that's good.
We could all retire.
Look,
and live.
Yes. You know,
yes,
very comfortably.
Some little robot arms that identifies the items as they come out, folds them appropriately, puts them on a little conveyor belt, sits it on the table. Yeah, believe me, that would be the next thing.
Yep.
Other than Dana, you having your coffee pot or your teapot ready to go, and you know, at a moment's notice in the morning, right?
Man, that would be
brewing the water, getting it going.
Lord, yes, and even deliver it to me. Straight to my hand.
That'd be nice. I think then you need one of those little, little robot people in the house or whatever.
Oh, boy.
I think the Jetsons had that back in like 1988.
Yes!
They did.
Yes!
Think of how far ahead they were compared to us on that stuff. You know?
Yeah.
You know, the self-drive. Now all we are afraid of doing self-driving cars. But
no.
The Jetsons.
But there are concept cars out there that are self-driving, though.
Well, you know, the Teslas will do it to a point. Yeah. In fact, I was just watching something on the news. Somebody in Wisconsin got pulled over in his Tesla for looking like he was asleep behind the wheel.
He probably was.
Because he was letting the car drive, and he said he wasn't. But I think the cops kind of have a good shot of him from the side there. Conked out back, man. You know, in the front seat at least. But I luckily the Tesla owners I do know are not the type that would let go of the wheel. Thank God.
Okay.
No matter if they have the self-driving stuff, which costs extra money, I understand. Then your base Tesla would not do that. So that's, I think, yeah, we may still be many, many years off from that at least. Let's get better software, I say, for verification and financial aid before all of that.
I like that too.
But, you know, thinking of something fun here before we roll into our last segment, for those who didn't know, in financial aid land, we did a financial aid multimedia showcase this year, first time. It was a project that I'd really hoped to have a whole, like, red carpet thing in person at our conference, but we didn't have any of that stuff. But we had a competition. And Dana, I think I've shown it to you. Hopefully, if not, I will find a way to do so. David won an award for, yes. I believe we did a best movie trailer called Stimulus. You got the award in. There we go. It looks fantastic.
Yeah. So I mean, when this came in the mail, it's a very hefty trophy.
Yeah.
And I might have gone around the office and bragged and showed it off.
Maybe, quite possibly. Yeah.
As you should.
Then I showed multiple people the trailer. And my favorite quote was, if you have not seen the trailer, it's pretty interesting. It's got some tiny hands in there.
Yes.
It's got some bit about delicious snacks. Mm-hmm. And my favorite quote was, I couldn't tell if it was a romance, if it was a comedy or a horror. And I think it was all three.
Yeah. I think I would go with that.
Sums it up, but you know, you gotta stand out. If you want to get those trophies, you gotta be willing.
Yours
to take
did. You know, I compiled all of them. We didn't have a whole lot of entries, but we had a few, and you were, you know, in a solo category there. But I showed them all to my non-financial aid friends, of which a couple of them listened to the show here. And, they just couldn't stop laughing and wondering at the end of yours what was going on. It was a laughter part when they saw the little hand part. That I won't say more. And then just the look at the end of there, what did we just see? We got to see it again. So we had to play it a few times.
Shocking, you know, you got to make people aware of what's out there. And I think there were a couple shots of the FSA handbook in there.
There may have been. So it did have a financial aid theme. That was the whole thing, was it had to be financial aid people working on it and something about financial aid in there. So Stimulus award-winning project. So I really hope that we can convince incoming president, again, Anna Faye Robinson, to continue with the FAMS idea and roll into next year. I know that our other winners from the City College of San Francisco have already committed that they would like to enter some new projects also. So hopefully that goes well. You know, I think I think it was just something that I thought that we have a lot of creative people out there. Mm-hmm. And in particular, you know, this whole thing stemmed from watching one of your prior movie trailers at an exec board meeting. I'm like, I think this would be fun for people if they could put together some videos or audio projects. You know, Dana, if you wanted to put together a choral masterpiece of sorts, gospel style, whatever. I'm just saying. I know your background and love of music and such. And you cover, well, in your case, it could be a jazz thing too, you know, I guess. But I'd have to figure out how you figure out the lyrical content there to the...
I think we can figure this out. We can work on this.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, call it verification. Make it fun. Make it funky. All that good stuff. You know what happens when Dennis starts...
I think it's already a little funky, isn't it? We just got to...
That it is. But when Dennis starts talking like this usually means it's time to fade up the music for our next segment so we can move on through the show, everybody. Yeah, let's not get too far off track here. So welcome back, everyone, for our last sip segment. Drink up whatever's left in your cups, everyone. So, David, as always, during our last sip segment, we like to give opportunity for any I dare you to's from you as far as reading, watching, writing, getting out of the house. Any I dare you to's for our audience today?
Yeah, I have a couple. One's a TV show my wife and I watch, Clarice. I think it's on Paramount.
Yes.
And it's Clarice Starling from, you know, Dr. Lecter fame. Mm-hmm. And it's a really great show. There is a little bit of gore, so just a fair warning about that, but it's not it's nothing outrageous. It's to kind of set up the episode. But yeah, it's really, really great. So, and I don't want people to think that I consume alcohol on a normal basis, but we did talk about the hot cocoa beverage earlier for when it's cooler. So now that it's warming up, one thing that I've had in the past that's really, really good is pineapple moonshine and cactus cooler in a big cup full of ice it's hot. And it's really, really good. So
that sounds really good.
Yeah.
Pineapple moonshine.
Yep. And it's got to be out of a jar.
Out of a jar.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. With cactus cooler.
Yes.
Cactus cooler.
Or, you know, since we can't, we shouldn't say brands or anything on here. It's the cool orange soda that has a cactus on the front.
Oh,
on
yeah.
On the label. Yeah.
Well, don't worry. For all the things that we've talked about as far as drinks and otherwise, me and Dana have yet to get a flood of emails or correspondence from people wanting to sponsor the show. I mean, I really wish, you know, we could have got whatever Dennis is drinking today or whatever Dana is to sponsor the show. But this is a nonprofit entity, and we are keeping it that way.
Oh, I have another one. And it's I try to drink more water. So there's another brand that, and again, I won't say the name of it, but it just has a hint of flavor in the water. So it's like normal 16-ounce bottles.
Oh, okay.
And it has, you know, there's everything from mint to watermelon mint, strawberry, cherry, and it's not bubbly. It doesn't have any other additives in it other than just a hint of the flavor.
So, oh, okay. No, I think that's a good idea.
Really, really good. Yeah.
You know, it helps people keep hydrated. And again, I'm kind of the same way. I put in the water enhancer a lot of times. To get through the boringness of regular water.
Yeah, and it's not colored or anything, so it's not, you know, bright pink or bright red.
You don't have to make your point with me either about it. I don't have to have my drinks all glow in the dark.
Right, yeah, that can get dangerous.
Exactly. Hey, Dana.
Do I have to look radioactive?
No, exactly. Dana, how about you? Any I dare you to's for today?
Yes. So, you know, Dennis, you and I, we're huge fans of Parks and Recs. So,
yes, we are.
Donna and Tom's favorite thing to do is to treat yourself.
Yes.
So I dare everyone listening to treat yourself. I had the opportunity yesterday to connect with some friends and we went to go get foot massages.
There you go.
Yes.
The mani-pedi world is coming back, everybody.
And I'm all about that life. So treat yourself. It could be a massage. It could be anything you want, but please treat yourself.
Yeah, please, people. Be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
If you haven't been out to a retail store for a while, go just look and buy some stuff. You don't have to be like my mother and touch everything at the store, my brother was like kept her away for many months from going out to grocery shop and all, but go out and buy a book or something like that. But I'll make my I dare you to a simple one. It's in particular, I listen to other podcasts, and one of the other ones about politics that I listen to quite a bit. The guy is about my age and all, And he does what I do a lot of times with friends, which is I reference The Simpsons TV show quite a bit on almost any kind of circumstance in life. So I will make that out there an offer. Watch The Simpsons. You can do it for free if you got cable on so many channels, FX, FXX. I think it comes on super late night because I'm up on other channels like Freeform, but I think it also comes with Disney Plus.
Yeah, it does.
If you're paying for it. So find your Simpsons. And again, almost any part in life, funny, scary, real, or not so real, I think you'll find somewhere in The Simpsons.
So this is what it sounds like when doves cry.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
That's a Milhouse line.
Yes, exactly. Dana, you're so good. Thank you so much for that. And with that, you know, and with that, Dana, before you get off the rails and such, that's all we have time for the show today. So I want to thank David Shook, our incoming president-elect, and of course my co-host Dana for joining us today on the show. And thank you, our audience, for tuning in.
And everyone, if you have something to say or you have topics you want us to discuss, email us at wbcsfa@gmail.com.
Find this and all What's Brewing CSFA podcasts on Google Podcasts, your Apple Podcasts app, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and the TuneIn app on your Amazon Echo by using Alexa.
What's Brewing CSFA is a production of Studio 1051, a creative collaboration of Dennis and me.
This has been episode number 92, recorded the morning of Friday, May 21st, 2021.
Have a great day, everyone. And have a great weekend.
Yes.